சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 7 ஸ்லோக நம்பர் 4. பூமிராபோ நலோ வாயுஹ் கம் மனோ புத்திரேவ ச அஹங்கார இதி யம் மே भिन्नाः प्रकृतिरष्टधा. லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ரிவீலிங் த ஹையஸ்ட் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தட் ஈஸ்வரா ஃப்ரம் திஸ் ஃபோர்த் ஸ்லோகா ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ். In the third shloka, Lord Krishna pointed out this knowledge is very rare among thousands of people. Only one come to this knowledge, manushyanam sahasreshu. They put effort. Kaschit yatati siddhaye. And he said, among those people who put effort also, yatatam api siddhanam, among them also, kaschit mam vettina, only very rare person, no? Very, very rarely people come to know me as tatvataha, exactly. Very few people come, first of all, to know my nature. Among those people who have come all the way to know my nature, among them, 99% people understand me wrongly. 99% among those who have come, okay? Among those who have come, in that also 99% wrongly they understand. That is why Lord Krishna said, kaschid mam tattvataha ved. Very rarely people understand my real nature correctly, exactly, as said in Veda Antabhaga. Why this problem? Why people come very less in number to know this? Even after coming also, why they misunderstand? Why they don't understand properly? There and there, Lord Krishna says in other chapters also, because of their lack of qualifications. They lack certain qualifications to understand. Jnana yogyata nasti. Because they are not qualified, fit enough to understand rightly. Therefore, to understand Shastra correctly, you require definite qualifications what Krishna wants. What the Krishna, the Lord Krishna or any Acharya or Veda wants us, if you have these qualifications, you can understand it correctly. Now it is our job, ball is in our court now. I have to equip myself exactly what qualifications are required. I am not going to enumerate those qualifications here. Whenever the chapters comes in future, there Lord Krishna says, If you have these qualifications, that right knowledge is possible. So you have to check yourself, am I qualified or not? Every moment, not one day or other. Every moment I have to check myself, am I qualified? Otherwise, I lose the track. Who is Ishvara? Who is God? Where is He? What is He? What is the relation between God and me? What is the relation between God and universe? So lot of information you get. The final essence, that Lord, the highest nature and my nature are one and the same. That is also information. You require a conviction. Firm knowledge, conviction is required. The other day one student was telling to me, one sloka she asked from a text called Viveka Chudamani. She is listening to my cassettes. She is not able to understand that sloka. And she is asking me, what is this? I am not able to follow. Then I tried to explain her. It is very terse sloka. Without having proper Bhagavad Gita study, you cannot understand that sloka. Even few Upanishads background also you require. Without that you cannot understand the sloka. Then I said, you have to wait for some time to understand the sloka. You have to study other texts also thoroughly, you know, other Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita thoroughly. Then she says, my husband is not allowing me. Only one class he permits me. I requested him, but he is not allowing me to come to other classes. Even though she is free at that particular time to attend the class, but he is not interested in sending her to the class. Then I said, convince him, tell him about the class, what the benefit you are getting. Just ask him, request him. Slowly he can understand. Then she come to know that. She says, Swamini, many times he says, you should not say you are Brahman. That's what his argument. You are studying about Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. In studying your Shastra and all, Shastra says, claim yourself you are Brahman. Then he tells to her, he is advising her, you should not say like that, I am Brahman, that is wrong. Therefore, I won't allow you to go to other classes. This one class itself, you manage. Then I have to educate her. She is my old student only. For a long time she is coming. Because she is coming only for a single class, she is not getting whole vision. Even though she is very nearby, she is not able to come. Then I said, appadi nenikka koodadhu, naan Brahman ani nenikka koodadhu, avarude statement. Then I said, we are not idu nenikkiradhu illa, naan Brahman ani nenikkiradhu illa, naan Brahman ani purinjikiren. 4 plus 4, 8 ani nenikkiraya, purinjikiraya. 4 plus 4 is equal to 8. Are you thinking? Are you understanding? You are understanding. What is his intention? From body mind complex, you can never be Brahman. From body mind complex, you can never be Ishvara, equal to Ishvara. None of us. Ahankara standpoint, you can never be Ishvara or Brahman. What we are teaching here, from Atma standpoint, you keep aside body, mind, ahankara, that is matter, anatma, that can never be that Ishvara or Brahman. You, the spirit consciousness, original nature is Brahman. You cannot say, I am not Brahman. Even you say, I am not Brahman also, you are Brahman. Brahman only telling, I am not Brahman. See, a tragedy. Brahman only telling, I am not Brahman. So I told her, it is not a thing to just like that uttering. This is an understanding. How difficult, you see. He is already in confusion. And he wants to make his wife also to be in confused condition. What to do? That is why Lord Krishna says, many people won't come to Shastra. Even after coming to Shastra also, they won't understand properly. Even those who are having lot of information also, they misunderstand. Then Arjuna, what to do? Therefore, listen from me. Listen from me. What is that? My nature is mixed with twofold, higher and lower. Higher is known as para. Lower is known as apara. Apara prakriti, para prakriti. My higher nature is Chaitanyam, sentient principle. My lower nature is known as insentient Jada Tattvam, inert principle. First feature, higher nature is sentient Chaitanyam, Chit principle. Whereas this, my lower nature is Jadam, inert principle. I, the higher nature, am, is, that is called consciousness, Chaitanam, is Nirgunam, attributeless. Whereas my lower nature is attributed, Sagunam. Saguna Prakriti is Apara Prakriti. Nirguna Prakriti is Para Prakriti. And I am that Nirguna Chaitanyam, never undergo any change. I am Nirvikara Tattvam. Never undergo a change, Nirvikara Tattvam. And my lower nature always changing, Savikara Tattvam. So, Savikara, Nirvikara Tattvam is my real nature. Mixture alone is my nature. Both are there. Then this Nirvikara, Nirguna, Chetana Tattvam is Satyam. That is the ultimate truth. Paramasatyam. Whereas this Apara Prakriti, Saguna Tattvam, Savikara Tattvam, Jada Tattvam is Mithya. Not real. It is a matter. Therefore, by seeing the matter, don't worry about that. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens in the matter, I need not be disturbed by that. Because matter is mithya, unreal. In dream, whatever happens, are you afraid of that? Some people are there, manage to be afraid of dream also. And adhik prayasittam panduva. Enna duswapna nasha arthana, duswapna nasha, they do some prayasitta karma. Swapna depends on your previous janma vasana also. Unconnected swapnas are coming. Already unreal. Waking itself unreal, what to talk of dream? So that is why it is not so easy. In a short time you can understand Shastra, you have to listen for a length of time and only you can understand little bit. You require time, quality time. Hey Arjuna, my apara prakriti is eightfold. So, first two main divisions. I am Ishvara is mixture of para and apara prakriti. That apara prakriti is eightfold. What are those eightfold points we saw? One is earth, bhumihi, apaha, waters, ఫోర్త్ శ్లోక. అనలహ ఫైర్, వాయుహు ఎయిర్, ఖమ్ స్పేస్ ఆకాశ, మనహ మైండ్ సిక్స్త్ వన్. సెవెంత్ వన్ బుద్ధి ఇంటలెక్ట్. దెన్ అహంకార సెకండ్ లైన్ ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ అహంకార ఈగో ద ఎయిట్. ఆల్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ అపరా ప్రకృతి. నౌ యు హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ హియర్ భూమి ఆపహ ఆల్ ఆర్ సూక్ష్మ. యు హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై సూక్ష్మ భూమి, సూక్ష్మ జలం, సూక్ష్మ అగ్ని, సూక్ష్మ ఆకాశ, సూక్ష్మ వాయు. ఆల్ ఆర్ సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్, సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్. ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆర్ టూ టైప్స్, సటిల్ అండ్ గ్రాస్. నౌ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దట్ క్రియేషన్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ నాట్ ఎట్ మేనిఫెస్ట్. దిస్ వాయు ఆకాశ ఈజ్ నాట్ టాకింగ్. సూక్ష్మ అగ్ని వాయు ఆకాశ జలం యు కెనాట్ సీ విత్ యువర్ ఐస్. యు కెనాట్ సీ. నౌ యు కెనాట్ ఫీల్ ఆల్సో. వాయు యు కెనాట్ ఫీల్, అగ్ని యు కెనాట్ సీ, వాటర్ యు కెనాట్ సీ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ సటిల్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ క్రియేషన్ హ్యాస్ నాట్ ఎట్ స్టార్టెడ్. బిఫోర్ ద క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ వేర్ దేర్. బిఫోర్ ద ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆల్సో ద ఈశ్వర వాజ్ దేర్. యు హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ లైక్ దిస్. నౌ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ సూక్ష్మభూతాని అని అర్థం. ఇన్ సాంస్క్రిట్ సూక్ష్మభూతాని. దెన్ మనః బుద్ధి అహంకార ఆల్సో నాట్ దిస్ మైండ్ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ మైండ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఈగో. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ నాట్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దట్ మైండ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆల్. శంకరాచార్య క్లారిఫైస్ హియర్ దిస్ ఆర్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ సాంఖ్య ఫిలాసఫీ. మనస్సు బుద్ధి చిత్త అహంకార బేస్డ్ ఆన్ సాంఖ్య ఫిలాసఫీ. ఎగ్జాక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ మనస్ మీన్స్ హియర్ అవ్యక్తం, అన్మానిఫెస్ట్, అన్మానిఫెస్ట్. సిమిలర్లీ బుద్ధి మీన్స్ మహత్తత్వం. టెక్నికల్ టర్మ్స్, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ జార్గాన్స్ ఆఫ్ సాంఖ్య ఫిలాసఫర్. ఓకే, బుద్ధి మీన్స్ మహత్తత్వం. దెన్ అహంకార మీన్స్ మూల ప్రకృతి, మూల ప్రకృతి, ఫండమెంటల్ మ్యాటర్. మూల ప్రకృతి ఆర్ ఫండమెంటల్ మ్యాటర్. ఇయం మే ప్రకృతి అష్టధా భిన్న. భిన్న మీన్స్ డివైడెడ్. దే ఆర్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మ్యానర్. యాజ్ ఫైవ్ దే ఆర్ డివైడెడ్. ప్రకృతి మీన్స్ వీ కెన్ టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ సీడ్, సీడ్ కండిషన్. సమష్టి లెవెల్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఎట్ సెన్సిబుల్. సటిల్ మీన్స్ వాట్? దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఎట్ సెన్సిబుల్. ఇది ఇయం మే ప్రకృతి, దిస్ ఈజ్ మై నేచర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ మై నేచర్ మీన్స్ వాట్? మై లోవర్ నేచర్ విచ్ ఈజ్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు ఎయిట్ ఫోల్డ్. మై లోవర్ నేచర్. దట్స్ వై నారాయణీయం భట్టత్రి రైట్స్ సాంద్రానందావ బోధాత్మకమనుపమిదం దేశకాల అవధిభ్యాం నిర్ముక్తం నిత్యముక్తం నిగమ శతేన నిర్భాస్యమానం. దట్ ఈజ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ పరా ప్రకృతి. వాట్ హీ హ్యాస్ మెన్షన్డ్, ద హయ్యర్ నేచర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ హీ హ్యాస్ మెన్షన్డ్. పరా ప్రకృతి ఈజ్ బియాండ్ టైమ్ అండ్ స్పేస్. అపరా ప్రకృతి ఈజ్ విదిన్ టైమ్, విదిన్ స్పేస్. Now whatever you are seeing, experiencing is within space, within time. That is lower nature, mithya. Savikaram, Sagunam, Jadam. So therefore, the Paraprakriti is enlivening the Aparaprakriti, the matter. Spirit enlivening the matter. Up to here we saw in the last class. So from the seed condition, now the sprout condition has to come. So they are all in subtle form, seed condition. Once you sow the seed, what comes? Sprout will come, slowly plant. Now that is going to come, later only sthula, afterwards it will come. That's why Ardhanarishvara symbolized. The symbolic expression of Ardhanarishvara is what? Shiva Shaktya Yuktaha means what? Spirit and matter. Brahman also, without Prakriti, Shakti, Shivan also cannot do anything. Without Shiva, the consciousness, Shakti cannot move. That is in Saundarya Lahari. That comes. Shiva Shaktya Yukto Yadi Bhavati Prabhavitum. So these are all said hidden in, even in Lalita Sahasranama, Saundarya Lahari, in every Vishnu Sahasranama, all are there. If you study Vedanta, you can understand those abstract Vedantic philosophical terms. Otherwise, you cannot understand. Therefore, first learn chanting. Then come to understanding the meaning. Otherwise, they remain as cock and bull stories. If you won't understand, they remain as cock and bull stories. So don't make them as cock and bull stories. All our scriptures, they are meaningful and they have some hidden meaning. Therefore, never be ignorant of those words. Chanting, Parayanam is for a certain age, you have to chant, okay. But the age of 50, 40 and 55, you are chanting without knowing the meaning means, what it means. Children cannot understand, therefore we never teach meaning. We are not children. Just like that parrot, you have to chant. Not look into the meaning. How can you understand that Saundarya Lahari or Lalita Sahasranama? You to understand that Saundarya Lahari or Lalita Sahasranama or Vishnu Sahasranama or any Nama for that matter or even Rudram, anything you can understand, including Bhagavatam, you can understand properly. When you study Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, 10 Upanishads thoroughly, you can understand properly. Otherwise, you can never understand. Why, you know? Vyasa Bhagavan wrote Puranas in keeping with Veda Upanishads in his mind. By keeping Upanishads background, he has written. That's why one student is telling, my old student, senior student, Swamini, now only I am understanding Divya Prabandham. Now only I am able to understanding Tiruppavai, Tiruvembavai, Tiruvachigam. All these I am able to understand. Previously, I was just chanting like a parrot. Nalaya Divya Prabandham, as you said in Upanishads, same is there, Swamini. She is telling. She was studying them from her childhood. And she is teaching also in the school for children without knowing the meaning. Because she is not able to understand that meaning. After studying Vedanta, she sees the exact word. All those texts are nothing but Nalaya Divya Prabandham is nothing but Vedic teaching. How can you understand without Moolam? Understand now. Therefore, Ardhanarishvara Tattvam is picturized, concretized the abstract point. What? Para and Apara. Who is Ardhanarishvara now? Other religions come and just mock at you. What? Your God is male and female? Then you just bend your head. They mock at you, ridicule you. Your God is male and female. What is this fun? It is not fun. It is a fact. We have picturized the spirit and matter. Purusha Tattvam and Stri Tattvam, like that we have picturized. Maya Tattvam, Prakriti Tattvam, Shakti, Shiva Tattvam, Chaitanyam, Brahma. In the Ardhanarishana word, Puriyadike, in the 7th chapter work, attend Pandana. Puriyadana. Bhagavad Gita ka vandada, what is Ardhanarishvara, you can understand. Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayuhu Kammano Buddhi Revacha Manasu Ahankara all together Prakriti Shakti Tattvam Parabrahman Nirguna Nirvikara Chaitana Satya Tattvam is Shiva Tattvam Parameshwara Paramatma real nature, higher nature. This is God's nature. Achyutaya Namaha, Govindaya Namaha, Sarvagataya Namaha. Good, you have to do. Who is this Sarvagataya Namaha? One day you will question. Your intellect asks. That Punya, that Archana, Panchayatana Puja, that Sandhya Vandanam, that Puja, yet what you have done in this Janma or Purva Janma brings to this class. Puriyarada? That made you to come and sit here today. Now you see that Ishvara's nature, he is explaining the next shloka also.
Apare, apare yamitastvanyam. Prakritim vidhi me param. Jiva Bhuta Mahabaho
Jiva Bhuta Mahabaho
Yeyedam Dharyate Jagat
Yeyedam Dharyate Jagat.
Now Para Prakriti, further he is explaining. Apara Prakriti has given the eightfold Apara Prakriti. Ashtada Bhinna means divided into eightfold. Having said that, now this fifth shloka is very, very important shloka. Mahavakya shloka. Mahavakya shloka. Now that subtle, the intermediate stage is going to come to a like a plant condition. Iyam apara. This eightfold nature, apare, apareya mitastu anyam manirge. You have to split. Apara iyam apareyam. Apara iyam apareyam. Iyam, this eightfold nature, apara, my lower nature, na para apara. Na para, apara means nikrishta, na utkrishta. Nikrishta, ashuddha, anarthakari. Another commentator writes, what is this apara prakriti na anarthakari? It always gives problems and earth. Apara prakriti. Not shuddham. Once apara prakriti is not shuddham, para prakriti is shuddham. Idu nikrishtam, adi utkrishtam. Body is having lot of problems with full of doshas. Body is having. It's nikrishtam. Is it not? It is succumbed to many diseases at any time. It will have old age. And it has got a death also. That is the dosha of this body. Utkrishtam or nikrishtam? Nikrishtam. If you don't take bath one day, diriyam. Even after bath itself, you cannot sit after some time. That is utkrishtam. How many soaps, how many powders, how many deodorants, all perfumes you are using to this body. Therefore, know the body's greatness also, know the body's defects also. very important. Deham Devalayam, if you understand it properly. If you don't understand Deham as Deham you take, it is Nikrishtam. This body is alive because of that Chaitanam Brahma, Para Prakriti. If it is not there, this is Shavam. Therefore, Apara Iyam Prakritim Vidhin. This is eightfold, then you have to know my Anyam Itahatu Prakritim Vidhi. May you know other Prakriti. Until now, Apara Prakriti. Apara Prakriti you have come to know. Now what? Itahatu Anyaha. Other than this. Where is it? Itahatu Anya. Apareyamitastvanyam is there. Apara iyam itahatu anyam. Adilo irka ellame in the words. Kandi pidikave mudiyale. Apareyamitastvanyam. Apara iyam itahatu anyam prakritim vidhi. First time padikumbod idella onnume puriyadu. இப்போ செகண்ட் கோர்ஸில் ஓஹோ இத்தனை வேர்ட்ஸ் இருக்கான்னு புரியும். புரியறதே அபரா இயம், திஸ் இஸ் எயிட் ஃபோல்ட் அபரா பிரகிருதி. இதா நௌ அந்யாம் பிரகிருத்திம், வாட் இஸ் த அதர் தேன் அபரா பிரகிருதி? அதர் பிரகிருதி பரா பிரகிருதி. வித்தி, மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். Anyam itaha means Vishuddham Prakritim. Vidhi, may you understand. What is this Para Prakriti? Now he gives the Lakshanam, description, definition of Para Prakriti. May Param Vidhi enar. My higher nature, my higher nature, me param jiva bhutam yaya idam jagat dharyate. May you understand my higher nature as jiva bhutam, which is in the form of jiva. Chidrupena Tvampada Lakshartha. Chidrupena means as consciousness. I, the Paraprakriti, am available in that body, mind, complex matter as jivaha. Individual jivatma. Me param. Param is tatpada lakshyarthaha. To be my higher nature, tatpada lakshyartha, I am there as paramatma. I am in the form of jivatma in every body and in every body. Pronunciation only difference. Everybody, every body. I the Paramatma Param Jiva Bhutam iti Vidhi. Jiva Bhutam means in the form of jivas. Who are jivas? We are all what? Jivas. What Lord says, I am in the form of jivas. So that Paramatma gets the name Jiva Atma. Just as now the space, you see space, Edavali. Total space we call, outer space is space. This is what space? Hall space. Total space, hall space. Outside space is called total space. Why this is called hall space? Because of? Inna, where are you? You are in the halls. Halls and either tablet irukkadu. Cold kella podu halls tablet. Enna per theriyala halls and not that hall. Okay. Hall space. Is there any difference between outer space and this space? No difference. Why that space got the name hall space? Because of walls. Confined. That space gets the name hall space. What about this pot? There is space in the pot? Space is there in the pot? Doubt, Anna. I put in the clip inside. Eh? Space is there. Otherwise it cannot go on. Okay. Space is there. What space it is called? Pot space. Why the space has got the name pot space? Because of pot. Because of pot, the space has got the pot space. Because of walls, the space has got hall space. Is there any difference between the space? No. Similarly, all-pervading Paramatma, when he is available in this pot-like body, that Paramatma gets the name, what name? Jivatma. That's all. No difference. Because of body, you know, this body walls. Paramatma gets the name Jivatma. If I say, you won't believe. Look into the shloka. Jiva bhutam yaya idam dharyate nar. Which is in the form, my paraprakriti is nothing but which is in the form of Jivatma. Now where is Ishvara? Tell me. Where is Ishvara? Ishvara is me, the Jivatma. Who says? Paramatma is telling. So you have to understand that Jivatma is Paraprakriti. Now see the four features of Paraprakriti. What are the four features of Paraprakriti? Number one, Chetanam, sentient, consciousness principle. So this Jivatma is sentient or insentient now? Sentient. Number one. Number two, Nirvikaram, Nirgunam. The Jivatma is Nirgunam, it is free from gunas. Body has gunas, mind has gunas, trigunas. But I, the Jivatma, I am free from trigunas. Number two. Number three, Nirvikaram. I am changeless, modificationless. Nirvikaram. What is modifying? I am not. Body is savikaram, mind is savikaram. Who is watching the savikara shariram, savikara manaha? The watcher, the one who is watching must be what? Nirvikaram, non-changing. Otherwise, how can he watch? He is also changing. He cannot watch the changing principle. Jivatma, Nirvikaram. Okay, Chetanam, Jivatma, Nirgunam, Nirvikaram. What is fourth one? I, the Jivatma, am Satyam. Body, mind is Mithya. That means what? Indirectly what he is conveying? You, the Jivatma, is not body, mind, complex. Then that is what? Lower nature. Body, mind, complex. Once I, the Jivatma, am Chetanam, Nirgunam, Nirvikaram, Satyam. Body, mind, tell me now, four features. Body is Achetanam. Body is Savikaram. Body is Sagunam. body is mithya. Then what about mind? Mind is achetanam, sagunam, savikaram, then mithya. So, satya mithya together I am. To say I am, now I am using mouth, I am using head, I am using mind, using. Yes, I am using the matter, body, mind. Now, the one who is the user is different from the used. And a simple logic. The user, you are using pen to write. Are you pen? I hope so. You are not pen. The user of something is not that something. I am using the mind, body. I am the user. User is Jivatma. The experiencer is Jivatma. The observer is Jivatma. The knower is Jivatma. Experienced, observed, known body, mind is matter, apara, prakriti, lower nature. Now tell me, I am a mixture of, Ishvara said, I am a mixture of para and apara. Okay. I am in the form of Jivatma, Jiva Bhutam. I am in the form of Jivatma. So here also, para and apara. So this Jivatma is para prakriti, body mind is apara prakriti. Not only that, this body mind, yaya dharayate, this body mind is surviving. Insentient body is sentient because of me, sustained by me, the consciousness. See the next line. Yaya idam jagat dharayate, the entire universe by which consciousness, yaya means by which consciousness, idam jagat, this universe, this universe, jagat, universe, dharyate, dharyate means sustained, antaha pravishtaha nar. So you are using the space or pot? You are using the walls or the hall space or walls? Space. You are using the pot or space? Space. Space is useful. Similarly, here also, body mind is important or consciousness is important? Consciousness is important. Because of which consciousness? This body, insentient body, became sentient. Because of which consciousness, mind, insentient, jadam, manaha, became sentient. Achetana manaha, achetana shariram, become chetanam. Because of me, the consciousness. Therefore, I bless the body. What body? Jada shariram, to become sentient. Next, I, the Chetanam, sentient principle, consciousness, bless the inert mind, makes the mind sentient. Then mind start thinking, not knowing this, what we are doing? Taking the body, Jadasariram, as myself, instruments. I am taking as mine. And mind also as myself. Now tell me, what is right vision? You want to continue as instruments yourself, or you want to be claimed, you want to claim as the user of that instrument? You are the house owner. House owner is important, house is important. house for meant for whom? House meant for whom? House owner. All are you alert? Body is like a house, a tenement. Mind is a tenement. I am the tenant. Tenant is important or tenement, house is important or tenant is important. Similarly, I, the consciousness, Jivatma, is important. Who is residing in this body, mind, sweet home, and chollikalam. Okay, sweet home. If you understand this fact, it is sweet home. Otherwise, the understand. Now make use of this body, mind, beautifully, wonderfully, with this understanding. If you take instrument body mind as yourself, what are all problems he is going to enumerate later. Understand this is, now what is apara prakriti? Body, mind. What is para prakriti? Jivatma. I am Jivatma, para prakriti. Who says? Bhagavan Krishna said, Paramatma eva Jivatma. Now we understand why Paramatma eva Jivatma we say? Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, why we say? Bhagavan Krishna says, I am sustaining that apara prakriti as Jivatma. I am in the form of Jivatma. Now look into the line. Anyam tu itaha prakritim jivabhutam me param vidhi. My para prakriti, which is in the form of Jivatma, Jivabhutam, which is in the form of Jiva, life principle, because of which this body is sustaining, the whole world is sustaining. Idam jagat dharyate nar. Next shloka.
Etadyonini bhutani.
Sarvani
tyupadharayam.
Aham Krishnasya jagatah.
Prabhava
pralayastatha.
First, everything was in subtle form. Then it becomes, the subtle elements becomes gross elements. Stula bhutani. Previously, sukshma bhutani, first stage. Second stage, stula bhutani, gross elements. Once the gross elements comes, then all the beings come into existence.
Apanchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi satkarma bhutaihi kritam satkarma janyam sukha sadhanam sukha bhoga sadhanam tat sukshma shariram.
Apanchikritam, ungrossified care of tattva bodha. If you have not attended tattva bodha, listen to my previous classes of tattva bodha. If you have already attended, revise your notes.
Apanchikrita panchamaha bhutaikritam satkarma janyam sukha bhoga sadhanam tat sukshma shariram.
What is that? Mind. Antahkaranam. Sukshma shariram. Can you see the mind? If you see the mind, it is thulam manaha. It is sukshma manaha. Thank God. I do not know your mind, you do not know my mind. But whereas body, sthulam. That is why whatever is born out of sukshma bhutani, sthula bhutani, sthula bhutani, they share each other. 1, 4, 1, 8, 1, 8, 1, 8, do you remember? 1818 they share each other and they lead to the elementals. The objects born out of subtle elements and gross elements is called elementals. These are called elementals. Made out of elements is called elemental, not mental. Elemental. That which is made out of elements is called elemental. In this body, you have five elements. Trimo. Body is made out of earth. Temperature, normal temperature made out of fire. Vayu is there, tattvam, air, prana, it is vayu tattvam. Then jala tattvam is there in the body. Your whole shape of the body is jala tattvam. Then akasha also is there. In stomach, akasha is there. Okay. Here also mind, brain also there is sometimes space is there. And madri space is there. Now in Tamil they say this what? Panchabhuta udal. Panchabhautika shariram. In Tamil what they say? Panchabhuta udal. In the panchabhuta udal lo yaar irka? And the para prakriti Paramatma is there in the form of Jivatma. Understand? In the Panchabhuta Shariratil, Paramatma is available, higher nature as consciousness, existent principle available, making this body alive, sentient. Whatever you do, makeup, you are doing for whom? For matter, dyeing, coloring hair, matter ki idella shok. Okay, dressing for matter. You are dressing also for the matter. Meditation for what? For mind. That is also for dressing to the mind. Pranayama for to keep this matter intact. All sadhanas. Para prakriti doesn't require any sadhanas. Because it is ever pure, because nirvikaram, nirgunam, eternal, satyam, it doesn't require any sadhana. To understand that I am consciousness, existent principle, you require some sadhanas to keep this matter body. Where is this Paramatma now? Perum all Paramatma in the body lay in the chinna all another Jivatma. Perum all Paramatma chinna all Jivatma available in this body. Now he says Bhutani etat. Bhutani means not one or two. Sarvani Bhutani. Sarvani Bhutani. All beings. Sarvani Bhutani. Etad Yonini. Etad Yonini means they have these two prakritis. They have these two prakritis. As what? Their material cause. Yoni means upadana karanam. All the beings have sarvani bhutani etad yonini iti upadharaya. May you clearly understand upadharaya janihi ascertain in your mind. Understand etadyonini, these two prakritis as their material cause. What two prakritis? Para and apara. Spirit, matter. That is why you say unarvu. அறிவி உணர்வு. உணர்வு என்னர்த்தம்? கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், உணர்வு. இன் டமிழ் யூசே ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப். டு பி கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப், ஃபஸ்ட்டு நாம் இருக்கணும். இருந்தால் தானே கான்ஷியஸ் பண்ண முடியும். ஃபஸ்ட் நான் இருக்கேன், அப்புறம் எனக்கு தெரியும். அந்த நான் இருக்கேன்ங்கிறது சத்து, எனக்கு தெரியும்ன்றது சித்து. சத் சித், நான் இருக்கேன் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரின்சிபல், எனக்கு தெரியும் சித்து பிரின்சிபல். நவ் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ டெல் மீ. சத்து சித், எனக்கு என்ன தெரியுமோ அது மேட்டர், எனக்கு என்ன தெரியுமோ அது மேட்டர். வாட் எவர் ஐ நோ, வாட் எவர் ஐ அப்சர்வ், வாட் எவர் ஐ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் அபரா பிரகிருதி மேட்டர். த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர், த நோவர், த கான்ஷியஸ் பிரின்சிபல். ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் பாடி, ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் ஹேண்ட், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் ஹெட், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் லெக், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் புக், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங். ஹூ இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் இஸ் பரா பிரகிருதி. வாட் ஹீ ஆர் ஷீ இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப், கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் இஸ் அபரா பிரகிருதி. ஹூ இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் இஸ் பரா பிரகிருதி. What he or she is conscious of is apara prakriti. I am conscious of everything. Light, fan, house, book, bag, everything. I am conscious of my sari also. What about body? Andha varaku nalla solluvom ena sari varaku dress varaku nalla solluvom. I am conscious of. Are you conscious of body or not? Tell me. Are you conscious of body? உடம்பு தெரிகிறதா? கொஞ்சம் கிள்ளி பார்த்துக்கோங்க, தெரியலன்னா. I am conscious of my mind. That means what? I am conscious of mind means mind is experienced by me. May you understand. Upadharaya. May you understand, Arjuna. Entire jagat. ஏதத்யோனி சர்வாணி பூதானி மீன்ஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் வாட் எவர் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் இன் த வேர்ல்ட் தே ஆர் ஆல் மிக்ஸ்சர். எத்தனை மிக்சர் உட்கார்ந்துருக்க பாருங்க இங்கே, மிக்சர்ஸ் உட்கார்ந்துருக்க. நாட் ஓன்லி தட், அஹம் பிரபவ ததா பிரளய கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய ஜகத. ஐ ஆம் த creator, I am the destruction, you know, dissolution ground also. From me alone everything comes, from me alone, into me alone everything dissolves. Aham prabhavaha means utpatti sthanam, srishti karanam. I am the srishti karanam or utpatti sthanam. From 4th to 7th is Ishvara Swarupam topic. Very important topic we are seeing. Not only that, tatha, as well as pralayaha. Pralayaha means vinashaha. Layasthanam. I am the layasthanam also. Of what? ஜகத், கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய ஜகதா, ஃபார் என்டயர் யூனிவர்ஸ் வித்தவுட் எக்ஸப்ஷன். ஸோ ஐ தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரின்சிபல், ஐ ஆம் த சிருஷ்டி காரணம் ஆஃப் திஸ் பாடி அண்ட் ஐ ஆம் த லய காரணம். பாடி கம்ஸ் அண்ட் கோஸ், ஐ தி கான்ஷியஸ் நெவர் கம் அண்ட் கோ பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் நிர்விகாரம். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. மத்த பரதரம் நான்யத் கிஞ்சிதஸ்தி தனஞ்சய மயி சர்வமிதம் ப்ரோதம் சூத்ரே மணிகணாயிவ. டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் டெர்ஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட், வெரி வெரி அப்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட் சப்ஜெக்ட், very difficult, therefore Shastra presents God at three levels. three levels of presentation. Personal God is the first stage of presentation. Rama, Krishna, Devi, Guruvayurappa, Ayyappa, all this first personal God presentation, first level. Concrete, solid name form, easily we worship. First level of introduction of Ishvara, personal God. Second stage, once you are mature enough, little bit, then Vishwarupa Ishvara. God is in the form of Jagat. That is why Purusha Suktam is talking about what? Sahasra Sirsha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. The entire universe is the body of the Lord. With many faces, many hands, many intellects, Vishwarupa, Vibhuti Yoga, that is second stage. Adhe people are not able to swallow. Agha the first stage ilane irupa. What about third level of introduction of Ishvara? Arupa. Arupa. God as the Nirguna Chaitanyam, Nirvikara Chaitanyam, Satyam. So these are the levels. Now what Shastra expecting? Personal God to Vishwarupa to Arupa. Recognize that Arupa, you are the consciousness. Chaitanyam Brahma is the source of this entire Jagat. You have to gradually come to the next class promotion. Illaya, ore class la padichite irundhan eppadi? First, fifth standard lore irunda eppadi? You have to come to MPhil. Mulla mullama padichu varanum. Illaya? That's what Lord Krishna is giving stage by stage, step by step. Understand, okay? More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.